He's known as the Apostle of the East, the most travelled missionary and evangeliser since the days of St. Paul. Francis Xavier, the co-founder of the Society of Jesus, lived in the first half of the 16th century and was famed for his work of bringing the gospel to India, Sri Lanka, Japan and parts of modern-day Indonesia. He never travelled to Australia, of course, because it hadn't been discovered by European explorers back then. But now, 460 years after his death, a relic of the missionary revered as one of Australia's patron saints is travelling to Sydney for a pilgrimage to mark the Year of Grace, inaugurated by the country's Catholic bishops at Pentecost. Most of the saint's body is kept in a basilica in Goa, India, while this relic, the arm with which he baptised and blessed the crowds, is normally housed at the main Jesuit church of the Gesù here in Rome.
This will be the first time that the relic has been out of the Gesù for the feast day of St. Francis Xavier since 1614, when it first arrived.
Auxiliary Bishop of Sydney, Peter Comensole, is the man behind this national pilgrimage of St. Francis to Australia. He told me what he hopes it'll achieve in this important year for new evangelisation.
In Australia at the moment, we're celebrating a Year of Grace, you know, connect up with the Year of Faith that's beginning in October. But as part of our own initiatives in the Archdiocese of Sydney, we thought it would be good to bring a relic of a saint to Australia, and to especially a significant saint. And St. Francis Xavier was the patron of Australia. I say was. This is because Australia used to be a missionary country, is no longer. But he's always remained close to the heart of the people of Australia. Got three cathedrals named after him, many, many churches and schools and so on. So when we were planning in our own archdiocese about what to do for the Year of Grace, we thought, well, why not see if we can receive the relic, the major relic of St. Francis Xavier.
It was an ambitious idea, wasn't it?
It was an idea. I didn't quite know where it would go. Our initial inquiries in Australia was, oh, lovely idea, it won't happen. But I approached the Jesuits here in Rome, and they were delighted with the idea, and so all the various processes were started to be put in place. It included having to receive the permission of the Congregation for the Causes of Saints, who have overall charge of relics and so on, which they were happy to do, and the Italian government as well needs to be involved, of all things, and they were also allowed that to happen.
Tell us a little bit about this particular relic. It's an arm, isn't it, of St. Francis?
That's right. So St. Francis, as I'm sure your listeners would know, is known as the Apostle of the East because he, St. Ignatius, his friend and co-founder of the Jesuits, asked Francis to go and be a missionary amongst the Portuguese people and empire that had gone out into India and so on. So St. Francis Xavier went and then spent 10 years in missionary work, catechising, baptising, spreading the faith in India first and then Sri Lanka, into parts of Indonesia, probably Malaysia, into Japan and nearly onto the mainland of China. So in a sense, this great saint is a saint of our, the Australians, part of the world. Not Europe's part of the world, but Australia's part of the world. So what a wonderful saint to have in the presence of our own country.
And what a particularly good example to have as we mark this year of new evangelisation, this year of faith.
Too true. He was, as I said, perhaps the greatest missionary after St. Paul. We would call him an evangeliser today, perhaps it's not the word he'd use, but he was an evangeliser because he went out there and brought the name and the person and the love of Jesus to many hundreds of thousands of people. He had to learn the experience of going into new cultures and bringing Christ into a new culture, and he himself had to change to be able to do that. That was part of his own journey of holiness.
So what message do you hope that he will bring to people, particularly young people in Australia today?
I think two messages he'll bring. First, well, I think firstly the reaction of young people in Australia might go in their typical Aussie way, oh, cool, look at this, an arm. So that will be a very first reaction. But that in itself is a good lesson to us older people because young ones seem to know, oh, this is something significant. It's not grotesque or weird, as maybe some people might think, but they'll go, oh, isn't this cool? Isn't this interesting? And they'll be able to show us how to then engage with not the relic itself, it's not what's important, but it's the person to which it belonged, and through that person to the presence of the one that he loved, Jesus Christ.
So you're hoping there'll be a lot of interest in this relic. Tell us a little bit about the pilgrimage that it will be going on around the country.
Well, I arrived back through the various plane trips to Australia on the 16th of September, and it will commence in Sydney and then gradually make its way around the country, the whole of Australia, over a 2.5 month period, and return to Sydney on his feast day, the 3rd of December. This will be the first time that the relic has been out of the Jesu for the feast day of St. Francis Xavier since 1614, when it first arrived.
Have you had any anticipation of the reception that people are preparing in different dioceses, different parishes perhaps?
Yes, lots and lots of interest, and mixtures of types of interest. There's those who have never experienced, as is the case in Australia, many people are not used to what's common here in Rome of relics of saints. So there's the interest about, oh, what's this all about? There's those who have always had a closeness to St. Francis Xavier and are really keen to be able to get really close to him in this way. And I think there's just the curious, the genuinely curious. And finally, there's those who just know that this is important and a wonderful way in which they can engage through the saint with our Lord.
It's part, as you say, of the Year of Grace in Australia. Tell us a bit more about that, how the idea came about and what you'll be doing.
Well, the Year of Grace, I've been telling people that the Year of Grace is a year to do nothing, because so much in the church now is around programs for this and courses for that and initiatives for whatever. But if it's about grace, then we need to stop and to listen and to receive the gift of our Lord, because that is what grace is, the gift of our Lord, of himself to us. So in a very real sense, the Year of Grace in Australia, throughout the whole country, initiated by the bishops of Australia, is a year-long retreat, if you like, a time to stop, engage with the face of Christ, to start afresh from Christ, and to then engage with whatever is involved from that.
It's running from Pentecost?
Pentecost 2012 to Pentecost next year, and it'll pick up along the way the Year of Faith. So we've extended it now to include the Year of Faith.
And have you had any particularly notable experiences since the year opened at Pentecost?
There's been numbers of things. So every diocese has done their own thing about how to organise it. In our Archdiocese of Sydney, it's very much emphasis around praying the prayer of the Year of Grace, which is a lovely prayer that was written especially for the year. And that's the whole point. If we can get people to stop and pray, that'd be great. So people are doing that all over the place. We've got various other initiatives around a weekly text message that, you know, hundreds of people are receiving each week, a little reminder of grace. We have a daily web calendar where people can go to read a short reference from Scripture, time to reflect and say the prayer. So all sorts of little things, local things, is what it's all about. It's no big program. It's not about imposing something, because then it would stop being grace. It's just us doing something rather than allowing Christ to do something within us. So just little initiatives. This pilgrimage of grace is, I suppose, the big thing. But it's not, again, it's not necessarily a thing that people have to do. They can come along if they wish. You know, it's a few people have been organising it, so it gives us a bit of work. But it's about allowing people to come closer to Christ. And why not through this great, great friend of Christ, Francis Xavier.
My thanks there to Auxiliary Bishop of Sydney, Peter Comensole.